How to Solve the Mass Discrepancy Problem of SEN-I Testing Model Approximations, by Andrea P. Nagy. Here, we present a systematic study of 59 stripped envelope supernovae, SEN, including type IIb, IB, IC, and transitional events, to map a possible reason for the so-called mass discrepancy problem. In this scenario, we assume the tension between the estimated ejected masses from early and late-time light curves, LC, is due to approximations generally used in analytical models. First, we examine the assumption that the R-band light curve is indeed a good approximation of the bolometric light curve. Next, we test the generally used assumption that rise time to maximum brightness is equal to the effective diffusion timescale that can be used to derive the ejecta mass from the early LC. In addition, we analyze the effect of gamma ray and positron leakage, which play an important role in forming the shape of the tails of SEN, and also can be crucial to gaining the ejecta masses from the late-time LC data. Finally, we consider the effect of the different definitions of velocity that are needed for the ejecta mass calculations. This was How to Solve the Mass Discrepancy Problem of SEN-I Testing Model Approximations, by Andrea P. Nagy.